Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Kong Sun with Believe in SDSU Basketball here on the Believe Podcast Network. Number one sports podcast network, where you can get a show for every team in San Diego and more. We believe in our teams. Do you believe? On this episode, we're going to take a look back at the week against New Mexico and Boise State for both the men's and women's side. And without further ado, here we go. Starting off with the women, we started the week at New Mexico on Wednesday the 12th, came away with a 67-58 victory. We started off very hot, on fire, and as about as good of a basketball as we could play. Starting the first quarter with a 13-2 run, and we basically just sort of rode that momentum to try and hold New Mexico as best as we could. The other three quarters, we were outscored 49-41, so it was very, it turned out that it was pretty crucial that we got that hot start. We had four Aztecs in double figures, and we are also able to overcome a quite disastrous 22 turnover game as a team, while only dishing out 13 assists. So this seems to be the consistent theme with the Lady Aztecs, in terms of not being able to cut down on their turnovers and or not kind of playing in a style that yields a lot in assists. And for me, the reason why these assists really matter when I'm looking at the game is a high number of assists just to me indicates that there's open shots or easy layups as a result of it. And when you see like a low number of assists, win or not, it typically means that we're sort of resulting in the quick offense that college basketball teams typically go through with 8 seconds or less left on the shot clock, or kind of got to go one-on-one. And I personally just don't believe that that's a winning recipe for basketball. And that's what seems to happen with the women's team. With Taylor and Sophia being able to kind of create their own shot and shots for others, I wonder if they're relying on that aspect of the team a little too much. But I digress. On the flip side, we were able to hold New Mexico to just 12 points off of those 22 turnovers. Which means, I mean, kind of just doing real quick simple math, I'm pretty sure wasn't exactly like this, but out of the 22 turnovers, if you get what, that's like just 6 buckets, that's not too bad. I mean, that means they're able to recover. These turnovers aren't scenarios where, as you're told at a very early age, if you're driving towards the rim, to never pass behind you. So it seems like while the fundamentals are there, maybe it's just cleaning up a little bit of the plays, or maybe cleaning up how to read and react to what the defense gives you. Again, on the flip side, we grabbed a monstrous amount of rebounds, 46 in total. We had seven players with at least five rebounds apiece, which is just means that everyone's boxing out, taking care of, you know, making sure or limiting, I should say, the offensive rebounds for New Mexico. So that was also very impressive. And the strategy, just at least in the first quarter, was to really attack the rim, try to get the floaters off the bigs, or kick out for corner threes, corner jumpers, or out to the wing. Taylor contributed with 17 points, and Sophia had 16. And they were able to hold the Lobos to just 1 of 17 shooting from 3, while converting 8 of 15 from 3 on their end. We only had 8 free throw attempts, but we were knocked down 7 of them, while New Mexico was 11 for 20. So this seems like the classic theme of the women's basketball team this season. There's a lot of high points to really be proud of, and then there's a lot of room for improvement in a lot of other facets, particularly with the assist to turnover ratio. But I was glad we were able to sneak out with the rim win, because unfortunately on Saturday against Boise State, we were not able to come away with another victory. We lost in overtime 67-69. Taylor Kalmer just couldn't get a clean look in the final possession. About a little less than 3 seconds left, caught the ball at the left corner and tried to, what looked like to be, try to draw a foul and throw the ball up. And unfortunately, there was no whistle on the play. Sophia had quite a game, 25 points, 14 rebounds. She was able to just hit all the key shots in clutch situations, including the three to send the game into overtime. Last week, we talked about containing Mallory McGuire at Boise State, and we were able to do so. She is very capable of just contributing in all facets of the game. I believe she averaged a little over 8 rebounds, 11 points, and a little over 1.5 blocks, or close to 1.5 blocks a game. So we were able to make her work. She had 11 points on 5 for 10 shooting, 7 rebounds, and no blocks. So a lot of their production came off the bench. Jade Lovell, or Lovell, contributed a 2011 game off the bench for the Broncos, and the Aztecs got out-rebounded 39-55. We definitely cleaned it up a lot better. Only 10 turnovers and 11 assists in the game, so a positive assist-to-turnover ratio. However, it seemed like Boise State just sort of had their way on the boards all night. We gave up 18 offensive rebounds, and that led to 14 second-chance points. So all in all, we have a split record, or went 500 during the week. So we're at 7-8 in Mountain West Conference play. Good enough to stay in sixth place. You know, this week sort of captured that moment that I just alluded to earlier. A lot of key moments, a lot of cool things that happened that was something you can really hang your hat on. But also there's a lot of aspects of the season that sort of felt like that there was just needed to be a little bit more. And that's the sense that I got in these two games for the women. For the men, we started off on a unique schedule, starting off with a game against New Mexico on Tuesday on ESPN2. Came out with an 82-59 win. Despite the lopsided score, we were only up 2 at half, so we used 47-26 second half to win comfortably, and this game ended up locking up the conference title for San Diego State with 4 games to play. New Mexico's best player, Jaquan Lyle, had a little tough night, and I want to say it was a lot contributing to the Aztec defense. Jaquan was only able to get 8 points off of 3 for 11 shooting and 4 turnovers. And we were able to get 18 New Mexico turnovers and convert them into 15 points. This game to me really signaled Matt Mitchell as the definite number two option after Malachi. Definitely showed tonight, 22 points, or I'm sorry, not tonight, Tuesday night, 22 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a thunderous dunk that I couldn't help but just scream at the TV for about 20 seconds straight. Hopefully it made it to the top 10 ESPN, because that, I don't even know how he was able to dunk it, to be honest. It looked like he was about to, he cocked it back. It looked like he was about to lose it and somehow just dunked it home with just a force that I just wasn't expecting at all. Yanni also had a great game, 20 points, 9 rebounds. We're able to hold the Lobos to just 1 of 15 from 3 in the second half. And it was sort of the trademark Aztec defense in the second half. We were able to hold the lead for about 26 minutes of game time, which was pretty impressive. And for me, the moment of the game was about 9 minutes left in the second half. So Jaquan Lyle makes a layup. 55-44. We're up 11. And from 9 minutes left to about 5:41 left in the game, we go on a 12-0 run to make it 67-44 with a timeout. And from there, it was just sort of, you can match bucket for bucket. You can let the team go on a little bit of a run, but that kind of a comfortable lead changes the mindset, the mentality, the flow, the momentum, everything about the game. So that was very, for me, that not just a turning point, but it just turned to stay with the Aztecs. Then we took that momentum to Sunday against Boise State, where we won 72-55, 5 players in double figures. This was a Malachi game, and we really haven't had a Malachi game, I want to say, last 3 or 4. He typically has had a bit of a rough shooting night the last couple of weeks, but this one you can really see, get the sense of his identity, from facilitating to scoring to defense, just be everywhere in this game. 22 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals. The announcers were commenting how there were NBA scouts at the game for Malachi, and how he was making a lot of NBA moves. One in particular that really stood out was a drive towards the key, I want to say in the first half, I think it was like 11 or 10 minutes left. I could be wrong. So about halfway through the first half, just a quick runner off balance, fading to a side, running off the wrong foot, and made it look like he was doing it in warm up. So that was pretty crazy. But you just kind of got the sense that he was there to really insert himself into the game. A lot of those dribble handoffs, he would sort of reject the screen, pump fake the jumper or the wing three, and try to get the defense to focus on him a little bit more. And then he would have a reaction to that. A lot of times in the last couple of weeks, you might see him, and by the way, this is not bad, but you might see him sort of going through the play. So if he takes a dribble handoff, he'll take the screen, pass it along to KJ or Jordan or anybody else out there on the wing and kind of keep the ball going. But for him, in this game, you kind of see him doing his own thing a little bit and kind of getting the attention to him, then creating the play. So I was really impressed by him today. The Aztecs only committed 8 turnovers, while we were able to force 15 Boise State turnovers, and that led to 18 points. Justinian Jessup was really good. I mean, 22 points. I think he only missed like 4 shots. had an array of moves to get shots off. And there was a three, I think, in the beginning of the game where Yanni just basically high-fived him. And it was bottoms. It was nothing but net. And I kind of got the sense at that point that, yeah, he came to play today. But Boise State only had about 7 assists as a team. So that to me is sort of the Aztec defense forcing and sort of slowing things down just enough for them to not be able to get those easy buckets. It was a really clean game. I think the first foul for Boise State and the Aztecs were about halfway through the first half. And the Aztecs only committed 7 fouls the entire game, and Boise State committed only 11. I did feel good about it from the very beginning just because the way that Boise State had to score were an array of crazy step back threes from Jessup or crazy runners that had to get a shooter's touch. It just didn't feel like they were getting into the flow of their offense. While on the flip side, the Aztecs were getting layups and jumpers to go in, a lot of them being open or, you know, sort of contested, but we all knew that they weren't going to block it without fouling kind of thing. So the energy was great from beginning to end. I think there was a moment after Derek Alston jumper made it 25-21, SDSU up by 5 with 5:46 left in the first half. We were able to make a quick run, 7-0 run to make it 32-21, and that was enough separation to continue to push into I think it was like a 40-26 halftime, or it's 40-26 at half, and then the second half we were just trading blows the entire time. So that little quick 7-0 run was enough to create the separation we need to carry that for the rest of the game. And I'm really proud of this team. I mean, I feel like they're really gelling as a team, coming together. They're really working on teamwork, flipping the switch, so to speak. So sometimes in these last few games, you see them tied or down at half, and then they really use the second half to see these scores that if you didn't watch the game, you would just think, oh, it must be an easy game. And that mentality that they have to go in at halftime and make those adjustments and say, hey, we got to do better. With Coach Dutch issuing a public challenge of trying to go undefeated and running the table, it's inspiring for me because I get to see just how bad these guys want it. Being a mid-major, being that we're ranked 4th in the country while still being doubted because we're not playing quote-unquote real competition. A lot of these guys are transfers, so they went to a place they thought they were wanted and for whatever reason just didn't work out. You know, there's a lot of these different reasons why all of these guys came together and they're really taking that seriously, and that's really exciting. So next week's going to be a short week, just one game for both men and women. We'll get into that in the next episode. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to us on iTunes. We're also available wherever podcasts can be found. You can find us at Believe.com and at Believe Podcasts. If you are interested in advertising in the show, please reach out to us at Believe.com. I'm at NASGNAK, which is my name backwards, on Instagram. Feel free to give me a shout if you want to talk hoops. And until next time, go Aztecs.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.